Thank you for the generous introduction.
谢谢我们的介绍。
I don't know where do you get those information.
不知道你们从哪里得到这些资料的。
But thank you anyway.
不过谢谢。
I'm sure many of you love to cook.
我相信我们很多人都喜欢煮菜。
Some of us are perhaps expert, more, you know, cook better than others.
我们中间有一些可能是非常好的厨子。
But I'm sure all of us are, you know, familiar with the simple meal.
但我们想，我们每一个人大概都会烧一些简单的饭菜。
I'm sure at least all of us are able to fry eggs.
每一个人可能都会煎蛋。
Or are at least able to cook pancakes.
或者能够煎个饼。
Just like your breakfast today.
就像我们今天的早饭里面有煎饼。
Actually, what you did not know, I have to tell you.
你们有些东西其实你们不知道，那我一定要告诉你们。
The other day, I have to request Sister Margarita.
有前几天我需要请雷阿姨。
I asked him, what would be our breakfast on Wednesday or Thursday?
我问他说，我们星期三、星期四我们的早饭是什么？
And usually she would have a set of the list of menu on her calendar.
她其实她很有规划的，在她的月历上面都标好每一天的餐。
And I saw that Wednesday and Thursday morning are still blank.
那我看到星期三、星期四的早饭还是空的。
And I asked her, do you plan to prepare pancakes soon?
那我就问他说，有没有可能会给我们煎饼？
And she said, why do you have a guest?
他说怎么了？你有客人吗？
I said no. I have no guest coming on Wednesday.
我说其实也不是，我星期三没有客人。
But since you still don't have any plans on for what to cook on Wednesday, can I request you to cook pancakes on Wednesday?
那既然星期三没有计划的话，那星期三可不可以吃煎饼？
She immediately said, yes, I will prepare pancakes.
她说,没问题,煎饼。
And she said, why?
然后她就说,为什么?
I said, it has something to do with the message that I would like to share
她说,这个煎饼,
on Wednesday chapel.
那我就说,这煎饼跟我星期三我要分享的信息有一点点关系。
Hopefully after you have eaten pancakes,
也希望你们吃过煎饼之后,
after you hear the passage from Hosea today,
那你们也听过和西亚书里面的信息之后,
the next time you eat pancakes,
下一次你们吃煎饼的时候,
you will remember the message that Hosea was writing, had written to the Israelites.
每一次吃煎饼，你们都会记得和西亚书的信息。
From what I was told, I think Sister Margarita would regularly prepare pancakes. I think once a week.
那我不知道会不会，但雷阿姨可能每个礼拜都会给我们煎饼。
She's not here.
她今天不在场。
You can confirm with her when you see her.
你们可以问问她。
But the most important thing, I think, the next time you eat pancakes, you remember what Hosea says.
但更重要的，每一次吃煎饼呢，你们要记得和西亚书所讲的。
Does the Bible say have anything to say about pancakes?
那圣经有跟煎饼有什么关系嘞？
Yes, it does.
哦，有啊。
The Bible used cakes as an illustration to talk about the spiritual life of a person.
圣经里面用饼来讲一个人的属灵生命。
For those of us who have tried cooking pancakes,
那我们中间有一些试过煎饼的。
The very first principle that you need to remember when cooking pancakes is what?
那我们煎做煎饼的时候，第一样我们要记得的是什么？
Make sure you flip it after a while.
那就是说，烤了一会儿以后，你要把它翻个面。
Because once you don't flip it,
如果你不翻的话，
what happens?
会发生什么事嘞？
On the surface, it may look normal on top.
那表面上好像还不错。
It will look as if it is slowly cooking on top.
它表上面那一层呢，看起来好像慢慢的熟了。
But something is already happening underneath.
但下面呢，下面情况就不妙了。
Something is already happening on that part that we don't see.
在我们看不到的那个层面里面，已经有事情发生了。
There's already a part of that cake that is already burning.
那下面呢，可能已经焦掉了。
And this is what Hosea said. It illustrates the spiritual life of the Israelites.
这是先知何西亚在这边讲到以色列的属灵生命的状
况。That on the surface, when you look at this Israelites serve on top, it seems that everything is normal.
如果我们看以色列的属灵生命，表面上看一切都很好。
But underneath, something is already burning. Something is already going wrong.
但下面呢，已经烧焦了，已经坏了。
And that is why in Hosea chapter 7, verse 8, this is what the prophet said to the people. He said, Ephraim mixes himself with the nations. Ephraim has become a cake not turned.
这何西雅书七章八节里面讲的，以法莲与外族混杂，以法莲是一个没有翻过的饼。
The prophet said to the people, yeah, you are like pancakes.
那先知就对这些百姓说：“你们就像这个煎饼。”
But it's not an ordinary pancake.
那不是一般的煎饼。
It's like a cake not turned.
像一个没翻过的煎饼。
No, the question is, why is it that Hosea said that the people are like a cake not turned?
那为什么何西雅说这些百姓像没翻过的饼呢？
If you look at the whole chapter in Hosea, I think there are three reasons that we can see why the prophet said.That the people are like cake not turned.
如果我们看这个一章的话，整章的话，我们发现这边有几个原因，先知这么讲。
Reason number one, if we look at verses 1-7, Ephraim is like a cake not turned because they continue to sin.
第一，从一到七节看到，这些百姓他们一直在犯罪，所以他们像个没翻过的饼。
Let's read the passage together. It says, "When I would heal you, Israel, the iniquity of Ephraim is uncovered." The evil deeds of Samaria, for they deal falsely. The thief enters in. Bandits raid outside, and they do not consider in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. Now their deeds are all around them. They are before my face. Verse 3. With their wickedness, they make the king glad, and the princess with their lies. They are all adulterers, like an oven heated by the baker, who ceases to stir up the fire,from kneading of dough until it is leavened. On the day of our king, the princess becomes sick and the heat of the wine. He stretched out his hands with scoffers, for their hearts are like an oven as they approach their plotting. Their anger smolders all night. In the morning, it burns like a flaming fire. All of them are like an oven, and they consume their rulers, all their kings.Have fallen. None of them calls on me.
七章一节讲，我医治以色列的时候，以法莲的罪孽和撒玛利亚的罪恶就显露出来，因为他们行欺诈，小偷入屋偷窃，强盗在外抢劫。他们心里并没有想到我记得他们一切的罪恶，他们所做的一切现在都围绕他们，就在我的面前。他们以自己的恶行讨王欢喜，用自己的虚谎叫领袖快乐。他们全是犯奸淫的，像一个被烤饼的人烧热的火炉，从砖饼直到全团发酵的时候，烤饼的人暂停使火发旺。我们在王省庆的时候，领袖们因酒的烈性而生病。王就与谢曼人联手，他们阴谋埋伏的时候，心里烧得热如火炉。他们整夜抑制怒气，一到早晨却像发出火焰的火燃烧起来，所有的人都热如火炉，吞灭他们的官长，他们所有的君王都倒闭了，他们中间没有一个人向我呼求。
You see, the Bible consistently teaches us that our salvation should result in life change.
因为圣经里面不断地教导我们，我们的信仰应该使我们的生命会改变。
In our class earlier today, in the pastoral ministry class, one student gave a report, and he said that our salvation is not like a fire insurance.
那今天早上我们上课的有个学生说，我们的救恩不应该像那个买保险一样。
Meaning that we are not saved simply so that we can go to heaven and escape hell.
那就说，我们得救不是为了要上天堂躲避地狱而已。
And I think that is a very good illustration.
我想这个其实是一个很好的解释。
When God saved Israel out of Egypt, He wants them to be a different kind of people.
当上帝将以色列民从埃及拯救出来，他希望他们成为一个不同的百姓。
That they would no longer live like the nations do.
他们不会再像周围的列邦这样的生活。
In fact, in the New Testament, we see the same thing.
在新约我们看到同样的信息。
Paul said that we are chosen by God so that we can be blameless, that we can live a life of holiness.
保罗也讲，我们得救，好叫我们的生命是无可指责。
Our salvation should result in our transformation.
我们的救恩应该使我们的生命转变。
Let me share to you a story about a missionary who went to minister to a tribe of people who are known to be cannibals.
让我分享一个故事，一个宣教士去一些食人族里面吃人的地方去传福音。
I've shared this illustration already during one of our faculty.meetings, and I would like to share this with you in a chapel.
我以前也讲过这故事，不过我今天想再讲一次。
There was one mission, one missionary was sent to this tribe.
那有一个宣教士被差到这个吃人族里面。
The first missionary was not able to return.
那第一个宣教士呢，去了就不回来了。
And they're guessing that probably this missionary was killed by this group of people.
他们猜的宣教士大概给这个吃人族给杀掉了。
A second missionary was sent, the same thing happened. He was not able to return.
那第二宣教士猜了同样的事情。
And there were several other missionaries who were sent to this tribe, and they were not able to return.
那接二连三宣教士猜了同样的情况。
Finally, there was a missionary who was sent, and he did not return. He was able to minister to this group of people.
那最后总算有一个宣教士去了。他能够活在他们中间。
Now we don't know why he was spared by this group of cannibals.
我们不知道为什么吃人族没有把他吃掉。
But the point is, he was able to minister to them. He was able to share the gospel to them. He was able to establish a church in that community.
那其实这个宣教士中间又传福音，还建立教会。
And just like any other church, they had a Bible study, they had prayer meeting, they had all the other activities that every church would have.
他们在这个教会里面又查圣经，又敬拜，又祷告，跟所有的教会差不多。
After several years, the missionary was even able to translate the Bible in their language, taught the people to read the Bible, and somehow they are doing what ordinary Christians would do. They would have daily devotions, reading their Bible, and all the other things that we do.
然后这宣教士甚至帮他把圣经也翻译了，他们每天读经，每天祷告，像每一个基督徒一样。
After several years, the missionary said it's time for him to go back.
那过了几年以后，他说：“哎，我应该回家了。”
And so he went back.
所以他走了。
And gave a report to the mission agency.
然后向他的宣教机构来做报告。
And he was very happy to report what happened to the group of cannibals.
他非常高兴地向他的机构报告说，在这个吃人族里面发生的事情。
And he said, you know what? For whatever reason, those who went there before me were eaten, but I'm thankful that I was not eaten by these people.
他说，不知道为什么，在我之前去的每一个宣教士都给他们吃掉了。感谢主，我没有被吃掉。
I was able to share the gospel to them.
我能够跟他们分享福音。
And they responded very positively.
那他们很正面的反应。
I was able to translate the Bible, and they're reading the Bible every day.
我也翻译了圣经，他们现在每天都读圣经。
We are able to establish a church, and we meet every Sunday for worship.
那我们现在有个教会，我们每一个星期日都一起聚会。
And every midweek, we meet for prayer, we meet for Bible study, and we do all the things that.Ordinary Christians, normal Christians would do.
我们每天读经祷告，像每一个正常的基督徒一样。
In fact, right now they are very prayerful.
然后其实他们现在常常祷告。
Before they hunt for food, before they kill animals, they would pray.
在他们甚至出去打猎前，他们都会祷告。
In fact, right now, before they eat humans, they would pray.
就是他们吃人之前也会祷告。
What's the problem?
问题出在哪里呢
？Before they eat humans, they would pray.
就算吃人之前都会祷告。
This group were able to acquire habits, new habits.
这个吃人族他们有了新的习惯了。
But there was no transformation in their life.
但生命没有转变。
God did not save us just to, for us to acquire new things and do new things.
神改给我们救恩，不是要我们只是有些新的习惯而已。
God saved us so that there will be life transformation.
神上帝拯救我们是为了要我们生命转变。
That is something that He wants to see in us.
这是一样他要在我们生命里面 看到的事情。
We cannot be like these people.
我们不能够像这些人。
That there's no transformation in their lives.
他们生命没有转变。
When we hear the gospel, the question is your life changed?
听了福音之后，最重要的问题是生命改变了吗？
Is there transformation in your life?
生命有改变吗？
God saved Israel out of Egypt in order for them to become a holy nation.
上帝将以色列从埃及救出来，是为了他们成为一个不同的种族。
In order for them not to continue on with their old way of life.
让他们不要再像列邦一样的生活。
In order for them not to continue living in sin.
不要他们继续在罪里面生活。
But when Hosea confronted Ephraim, when he confronted Israel, what did he say about these people?
但是当何西亚向以色列、向以法莲发言的时候，他说什么？
In verse 1, we still see people who are dealing falsely with one another.
第一节我们看到这些人欺诈。
People stealing from one another.
他们彼此偷窃。
In verse 2, it's even said that they live as if God does not know what they're doing.
他们生活的好像认为上帝不知道他们在干什么。
And I think this is a verse worth reading. It says, And they do not consider in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness.
他们心里面也不思想说我记得他们一切的罪行。
They're living their life as if God doesn't know what they're doing.
他们生活的好像上帝不知道他们在发生什么事。
In verse 4, we see that the people continue living in adultery.
他们继续的奸淫。
And then in verse 5, he said that the people are stretching, that God will stretch his hand to the scoffers because he's going to deal with them.
那第五也接下来想说上帝记得他们在与亵渎人联手。
And this is the reason why the prophet said, Israel, you're just like a cake not turned.
这些都是为什么何西亚说以色列，你像一个没翻过的饼。
Because on the surface they may look normal.
因为表面上看来好像都很正常。
In fact, they look just like everybody else.
看起来和别人一模一样。
But something is already burning underneath.
但下面已经焦了。
And they're not even aware of it.
而他们还没有感觉。
Ephraim is like a cake not turned.
以法莲像个没翻过的煎饼。
First, because they continued to sin.
第一，因为他们不断继续的犯罪。
Secondly, because they live like the Gentiles.
第二，就像他们生活其实跟外邦人一模一样。
Look at verse 8 to 12.
我们第八到第十二节。
It says, Ephraim mixes himself with the nations. Ephraim has become a cake not turned. Strangers devour his strength, yet he does not know it.Gray hairs also sprinkled on him, yet he does not know it. Though the pride of Israel testifies against him, yet they did not return to the Lord their God, nor they have sought him for all this. So Ephraim has become like a silly dove without sense. They call to Egypt, they go to Assyria. When they go, I will spread my net over them, and I will bring them down like the birds of the sky. I will chastise them.In accordance to the proclamation of to their assembly.
以法莲与外族混杂，以法莲是个没翻过的饼。万族人吞吃了他的力量，他却不知道。他头上满是白发，他也不晓得。虽然以色列的骄傲当面指证自己，他们却不回转归向耶和华他们的神，也不因此寻求他。以法莲好像一只愚蠢无知的鸽子，他们向埃及求助，投奔亚述。但他们去的时候，我要把我的网撒在他们身上，我要把他们如同空中的飞鸟打下来，我要按着他们会众所听见的惩罚他们。
Why is it that Hosea said that Ephraim is just like a cake not turned?
为什么何西亚说以法莲好像没翻过的饼呢？
Verse 8 shows us that because they mixed themselves with the other nations.
第八节讲到他们跟外族人混在一起。
When Israel is placed alongside other nations, you cannot spot the difference.
当以色列人跟那个外邦人站在一起的时候，没有什么不一样。
They do what the Gentiles are doing.
外邦人做什么，他们做什么。
They live like the Gentiles live.
他们的生活像外邦人没有分别。
They're just like everybody else.
他们像所有人一模一样。
And there's no longer any difference between God's people and the people of this world.
所以神的子民跟这世界的子民一点分别都没有。
They look normal.
他们看起来很正常。
But something is already happening underneath.
但下面呢？
You see, Paul addresses the same problems that the believers in Rome were facing.
那保罗其实在罗马书也讲到过这一类的问题。
There is that temptation to conform.
那时候其实人都很想跟外界呢妥协。
We don't want to be different.
我们不太想跟别人不一样。
We like to look like the rest of the world.
我们希望跟别人样子一模一样。
And that is why Paul said, you know, do not conform to the patterns of this world.
那为什么保罗说不要向世界来妥协？
You know, we cannot say, well, my neighbors who is an unbeliever, they're living their life this way.And it's okay for me to live my life this way.
我们不能说，因为我的邻居是个不幸的人，他生活这样，所以我也可以一模一样。
James also warned believers, using another way to say the same thing.
雅各用不同的方法也讲了同样的信息。
He warned against being a friend of the world.
他说不要以世界为友。
In fact, John also.Said the same thing in a different way.
那约翰也用不同的方法也讲了同样的信息。
That we should, you know, be in the world, but not like them.
我们虽然身处世界，但不能够像他们。
There should be an essential difference between a believer and a non-believer.
在内在应该有一个不同的地方。
But Hosea said, because Ephraim were living just like the rest of the world, they're like cake unturned.
何西亚说以法莲跟外界一点分别都没有，所以他们像个没翻过的饼。
I'm sure you're very familiar with this illustration already.
我相信你们中间很多人都可能看过这个实验。
You've probably heard this illustration preached in sermon 60 million times already.
你们可能在听人家讲道已经听这个故事讲了不知道多少次了。
They said that there's a very good way to boil a frog to death.
他们说可以把一个青蛙呢在水里煮熟。
Just put the frog and increase the temperature little by little.
就是说把一个活的青蛙放在水里面，然后温度慢慢的往上升。
And because frogs they have this natural ability to adjust to the surrounding temperature.
因为青蛙呢能够按照周围的温度呢来调整自己的体温。
Little by little, if you increase the temperature to boiling point.He would not be able to feel it.
当你慢慢把温度往上调的时候，那青蛙其实没有感觉。
Until eventually, the frog will boil to death.
那最后呢，青蛙呢就煮熟了。
And we understand what this illustration is all about.
我们知道这个故事在讲什么。
Sometimes there are things in our life that may seem, yeah, normal because we're already able to adjust to those things.
在我们生命里，有时候有一种很正常，因为我们已经做一些的调整了。
Until eventually those things become a normal part of our life.
那这些事情越来越像我们一般生活的一部分。
And not realizing that a day will come eventually, we are already living just like the rest of the world.
慢慢的，我们跟周围的世界一点分别都没有。
Why? Because we have already.Adjusted, acclimated to that kind of that kind of an environment or practice.
为什么？因为我们调整到最后跟外面就一模一样了。
If we continue on, the passage also says that Ephraim's pride and senselessness kept them from seeking the Lord.
这边也讲到以法莲的无知使他们不向上帝求救。
Instead, they continue to seek other means of help.
但他们不断地向其他的方法来求救。
And then they're entangled in it.
然后最后被给纠缠在里头。
Remember Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 to 2?
记得希伯来书里面讲的吗？
We are told that we have to remove everything or sin that easily entangles our life.
在希伯来书十二章里面讲到，我们要把所有能够纠缠我们的罪全部放下。
If we want to run this race,
如果我们要在这条路上奔跑的话，
then there has to be some things that we need to leave behind.
那就有些东西必须得放下。
We cannot continue on living just like the rest of the world.
我们不能够继续像其他的周围的世界这样生活。
Verse 9, it even says, strangers devour his strength, yet he does not know it.
第九节讲到，外族人其实把他们的力量吞吃，他们却一点感觉都没有。
Their sins are already consuming them, yet they still don't know it.
他们的罪已经将他们烧毁，但是他们没感觉。
But the bigger problem is, I think, is in verse 10.
那第十节里面他讲到，
It says, they have not returned to the Lord their God, nor they have sought him.
就是说，这些以色列人不归回神，也不寻求他。
This is the reason why Hosea said, you know, the people are just like cake not turned.
这是为什么何西亚说这些百姓就像一个没翻过的饼。
Israel is like a cake not turned.
以色列像个没翻过的饼。
Why? Because they continue to sin.
为什么？因为他们不断的犯罪。
Secondly, because they lived like Gentiles.
第二，他们跟周围世界外邦人的生活一模一样。
And there's a third reason, they refused to repent.
第三，他们拒绝悔改。
We see that in verses 13 to 16.
在十三到十六节里面讲。
It says there, woe to them, for they have strayed from me. Destruction is theirs, for they have rebelled against me. I would redeem them, but they speak lies against me, and they do not cry to me from their heart. When they wail in their beds for the sake of grain and new wine, they assemble themselves. They turn away from me. Although I trained and strengthened their arms, yet they devise evil against me. They turn, but not upward, and they are all like a deceitful bow. Their princes will fall by the sword because of the insolence of their tongue, and they will by their derision in the land of Egypt.
第十三页讲，他们有祸了，因为他们离弃了我，他们遭毁灭，因为他们背叛了我。我虽然想救赎他们，他们却对我说谎。他们并没有真心向我呼求，只是在床上哀动罢了。他们为了五谷和新酒割伤自己，仍然背逆我。我虽然锻炼他们的手臂，使他们有力，他们却图谋恶计攻击我。他们转向巴力，成了不可靠的弓。他们的领袖因自己的舌头上的狂傲倒在刀下，这在埃及地必成为被人讥笑的对象。
You see, in this passage, the situation of the Israelites doesn't seem to be very good already.
这边其实以色列的情况已经很糟糕了。
Israel continued to sin.
以色列不断的犯罪。
They thought the Lord doesn't know what they're doing.
他们认为上帝不知道他们在干嘛。
The Lord allowed them to suffer the consequences of their sins.
而上帝让他们继续因他罪的缘故受苦。
Instead of seeking the Lord, they sought other people for help.
他们不寻求上帝，却去向别人求救。
And they blame God for their misery.
而他们在里面埋怨，向神埋怨，说都是上帝的错。
Actually, when I was preparing this sermon, I recalled a song in the 1980s.
我在准备这个篇讲章的时候，我想起八十年代有一首歌。
Don't worry, I will not sing to you.
不要担心，我真不会唱。
I will play the song for you.
那我会向大家播这首歌。
And I have copied the lyrics.
然后我将歌词也拷下来了。
As the song is being played, I want you to just read the lyrics of the song and try to reflect what the song is about.
当这首歌在放的时候，看一下歌词，想一下在讲什么。
Bird with broken wing locked up inside a tiny cage till the day I heard your cry and set you free. But as I reached in to heal the hurt, you fled in wild dismay.
Now your pain has made you blind as you can be. Echoes in the distance are almost all you hear from me. Each time I speak your name, you fade away. While the agonies of mindless flight grow more than you can bear, still you think it's because of me you feel this way. Soaring far above the storm on wings spread strong and wide, is the vision that you have buried in despair. You dash yourself against the storms, flutter terrified, when my love would feel your wounds and lift you there. Like a frightened child who starts away at every move, you want to trust but watch so fearfully. Everything you're longing for is here in my hand, waiting out for you to come to me. Soaring far above the storm on wings spread strong and wide, is the vision that you buried in despair. You dash yourself against the storms, but terrified, when my love would heal your wounds and lift you there. Like a frightened child who starts away at every move, you want to trust but watch so fearfully. Everything you're longing for is here within my hand, waiting now for you to come to me. Waiting now for you to come to me. Waiting now for you to come to me.
This song was actually a song that was presented as if the Lord is speaking to the people.
这首歌唱的时候，就好像上帝在对他的百姓讲话。
Inviting the people to come.
耶和华在邀请他的百姓来。
That it is God Himself who can heal our brokenness.
这是一个能够医治我们伤口的上帝。
That it is only God who can forgive us our sins.
只有上帝能够饶恕我们的罪孽。
It is only God who can heal us of our wounds.
而上帝能够医治我们的伤口。
You see, Israel, Ephraim, continued to sin.
这边以法莲不断的继续犯罪。
And the Lord allowed them to suffer the consequences of their sins.
而上帝让他们因为他们的罪而得到他们应得的报应。
But if you look at verse 11.
但这边十一节讲
，The Lord said, "You know, Ephraim is just like a silly dove."
这边以法莲好像一个愚蠢的鸽子。
They knew where is the source of their healing, where is the source of their comfort for them.
他们其实知道他们那个医治应该从哪里来的。
But they refused to come to the Lord.
但他们不愿意回到耶和华身边。
In fact, if we continue reading verse 13,
但十三节甚至说。
Look at the last part.
看最后一段。
It says, "Destruction is theirs, for they have rebelled against me. I would redeem them." But what did the Lord say? They speak lies against me.
这边讲到他们遭毁坏，因为他们背叛了我。我虽然想救赎他们，他们却对我说谎。
The Lord said, "Yeah, here I am. I'm willing to heal them. I'm willing to bring them back. I'm willing. I'm waiting for them to come back. I would heal them."But instead of accepting God's offer of salvation, instead of accepting God's offer of healing, the people are speaking lies against their God.
耶和华在这边，他向他的百姓伸出援手，说：“我愿意医治你们来我这边。”但是这百姓却 悖逆，却对耶和华说谎。
And here's the worst thing.
那最糟糕的。
Did the people continue on with their religious rituals?
他们还继续他们所有宗教上的礼仪。
Yes, they did.
哦，他们对，他们继续。
Look at verse 14.
十四节说。
He said, "And they do not cry to me from their heart when they wail on their beds." For the sake of grain and new wine, they assemble themselves, but they turn away from me.
十四节，他们并没有真心向我呼求，只在床上哀动罢了。他们为了五谷跟新酒割伤自己，却仍然背逆我。
Did they continue on with their religious activities?
他们继续他们宗教上所有的仪式。
Yes, they do.
哦，他们继续。
But continuing with their festivities, new grain and new wine does not guarantee that their heart is with the Lord.
虽然他们又有新新谷又有新酒，但是呢，他们的心却不向着神。
That is why the Lord continued to invite them to come.
这是为什么上帝不断向他们的呼叫说来吧。
Because the most important thing is not for them to continue on with their religious activities.
因为重要的事情不是这些宗教活动。
The most important thing is for them to have their hearts set on what the Lord wants them to do.
重要的事情是将他们的心归向耶和华神。
The most important thing is for them to have their hearts set on the Lord.
将他们的心放在耶和华神的面前。
And that is why Hosea said, "Come back." The Lord is inviting them to come.
这是为什么何西阿说来，上帝说来。
Some of you may are looking gloomy already.
有你们中间有些人看起来很沉重。
I do not intend to make you feel gloomy today.
我并不是今天想让你们这么沉重。
But I think as seminary students, there is one thing that we must take away once we get our diploma and go to our mission field.
但是，身为神学生来讲，有一样对我们来讲很重要，尤其是我们毕业之后。
You may be a pastor someday.
有一天你们是传道人。
You may load your church with too many activities.
你可能在教会里面把它用所有的宗教活动来充满它。
Good activities that would help you, that is supposed to help people grow in their spiritual life.
很好的活动让想要让别人的属灵生命成长。
But that is not what the Lord is looking for.
但是这不是上帝所要求的。
The question is, are the lives of people being transformed?
重要的是人的生命有转变吗？
Is your life being transformed?
你我的生命有转变吗？
Is God the Lord of every area of your life?
上帝是否是我们生命每一部分的主？
Can we say the Lord is my help?
我们能够说上帝是我的帮助吗？
If we encounter difficulties in life,
当我们有困难的时候
do we say the Lord is my help?
我们说上帝是我的帮助吗？
Or do we say the Lord is the cause of all these things?
或者我们埋怨就是上帝搞的鬼？
Or do we say, yeah, he's at fault. He's the one who caused trouble for me.
就是他的错，搞得我现在的情况这个样。
The most important thing is for us to be able to develop a better relationship with the Lord.
重点是我们与上帝有更好的关系。
And hopefully we do not just minister for the sake of doing ministry.
希望我们服事不是只是为了服事而已。
But the most important thing is how is my relationship with God?
重点是我跟神的关系今天到底怎么样。
Am I ministering because I love the Lord or am I ministering because I think I have to?
我现在服事是因为我认为我爱我的神，还是我认为我一定得做。
Do I do these things? Do I do these good spiritual activities because I think I have to?
我做这些所有属灵的活动，是因为我认为我逼不得已吗？
Or because I love the Lord and this is the means for me to get closer to Him?
或者因为我爱我的神，而这个是我让我能够接近神的关系。
And these are the things I think we have to think about.
这是我们需要思考的东西。
And hopefully, none of us would be saying, "Well, I do these things because you know we have to."
希望我们不会说我做这些因为我很勉强，我一定得做。
We do what we do because we love God.
我们做我们做的事情是因为我们爱我们的上帝。
And this is our response to him.
这些活动是我们向他的一个回应。
Let us not be like a cake not turned.
让我们不要成为一个没有翻过的煎饼。
And hopefully next week, when you eat your breakfast and you have pancakes served on your tables.
希望下星期当你们吃早饭看到煎饼的时候。
You would pause a while and say, I don't want to be like a cake not turned.
你会停一停思考一下，愿我们的生命不是一个没翻过的煎饼。
I don't want to look normal.But burning underneath.
我不想做一个表面正常，下面却已经烧焦的。
But I would like to be someone who loves the Lord, and because of that love, the love of for God compels me to do what I'm doing.
我希望成为一个爱神的人，而这个对上帝的爱让我做我应该要做的事情。
Why don't we pray?
让我们祷告。让我们祷告。主慈爱的天父，感谢你今天早上对我们讲话，求你的信息在我们心里面激励我们，让我们更加的来归向你，好叫我们的生命是一个从你手中祝福的饼，能够让周围的人得到福气，而不是一个没有翻过的饼。 Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the message that you have spoken to us this morning.Pray that our life may be living bread that feed others and bless others, and would not be an unturned cake that burn and is useless. And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. 耶稣基督的名祷告。